For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for your presence, for we know you are here with us. Can't be on our feet and talk to God. And you are here with us. Thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning. We give you him and say everything we are trusting God for is in the room. Presence is here with us. The God is with us. Change your cause from the cause to end. We thank you for your faithfulness. We give you all the praise. I want you to once again talk to God. Father Lord, my heart is open to receive from you. Open to hear from you. My heart is here. I'm here on your prayer. My heart is open to receive. Father Lord, I ask that Lord you speak to me. Grant me an encounter and understanding with you. For in Jesus' name. For the anointing, we trust you for wisdom, we trust you for grace. Thank you for we believe you will speak to us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you to church. Church this morning. Praise God. I'm happy to have you in church. Are you happy to be in church? This is the last Sunday of March. Praise God. Happy to see us back. Hallelujah. Welcome to first service. Melvin. Hallelujah. It's been a while. Praise the Lord. How have we been? Has God been faithful? Has God been faithful? Has God been dependable? Praise the Lord. Is your Christianity working? Is God real? Are we just wasting our time? Just every morning come and dress and just shout and just scream and then worship and just cry and just rule and then speak some languages we don't understand. We call it tongues and then read the Bible. Or is our faith real? Do we believe what we are doing? That God is real and then his principles are real, that they can produce what he says, that God means what he says and says what he means. Hallelujah. They want us to be committed, and anytime it's time to hear the word of God, anytime it's time for God to know that what we are saying is not just men's understanding, but it is true. And then whilst we do it, it will produce results. Hallelujah. And then we are at the time in our lives where all of us are young, or most of us are young. And then the earlier we take this principle, the earlier it works for us. Because it will never change. And I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now in the month of March, we've looked at faith. And then we'll look at a lot of areas. We'll look at living a lifestyle of faith. We'll look at living above fears. And then last Sunday, we looked at faith and works. Hallelujah. And then within the world, we looked at overcoming the threats of faith, overcoming the power of faith, faith and love. We've looked at how to develop our faith. And then we've looked at all the other topic and the other Wednesday. Sir? Building up our faith. I think I've said that. Hallelujah. So we've looked at a lot of things, and then all throughout the month, I believe God has spoken to us, and then we've been helped to believe him stronger. Hallelujah. Because what we believe is not just mystical, it is real. Our faith is not just philosophical or just a conjurement of scripture, but it is real, and it's a result that we believe in. I believe this is the last Sunday of March, and as we conclude on this topic, God will speak to us. You know, this morning I really wish I can sit down and talk to you, because every word I'm saying, I want you to pay attention. I want you to hear what I'm saying and then what I'm not saying, because what I'm saying is true. And then the word of God produces results in our lives. Praise the Lord. Now this morning we are looking at faith and patience. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Faith and patience. Faith and patience. There cannot be a more timely message for every one of us than this early morning. Hallelujah. Faith and patience. That ye be not slothful. Okay, let every one of us open and let's read together. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Hebrews 6:12. Let's read it all together. Are we there?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, go. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through
faith and patience
inherit the promises. Can we read it once again? That ye be not slothful, but we should be follower of them who through faith
and patience
inherited the promises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means faith is not alone to inherit our promise. We need patience to be able to have all the things that scriptures has promised us. Hallelujah. I would like to say some things, first of all, before we continue. The first thing I want to say is a quote by Apostle Aaron May, and I heard from him, and it's my life. He said, faith doesn't make things easy, but faith makes things possible. Faith doesn't make things easy, but faith makes things possible. Is it true? Because you believe so much in God doesn't mean your life will become easy. But faith will only promise that things will become possible, not easy. There is something else that makes things easy in the kingdom, but it's not faith. Can you think of something like that? Something like favor is another technology in the kingdom. Something like grace, something like mercy. But faith on its own, the promise of faith is that with faith, this thing is going to be possible. Hallelujah. But faith doesn't. So your faith is a guarantee that everything you have will be possible. But the fact that you have faith doesn't mean it will be easy. That is why we will look at overcoming the trials of faith. Because your faith will be tried and it might not be easy. That is your testimony. His last birthday was what? 76, right? And then he was saying that it has not been easy and it's not yet easy. That at his level of result and his level of testimony, because your faith will be tried. I want you to know that faith, say with me, faith doesn't make things easy. It makes it possible. The second thing I would like to say is there are things that prayers alone can do. There are things that prayer alone can do. And then there are things that prayer alone will not do until we take actions. That is why we looked at faith and work. When you pray alone, prayer alone will not save it, but we need to take action. Are we together? But there are things that prayer and action will not change. We have to grow into them. Praying alone will not change it. No matter how hard you work or no matter the action you take, it will not change it. There are things that only growth will take us to them. No amount of faith will make it happen. No amount of action will make it happen. But we can only grow into them. For example, I have celebrated my birthday already, January 19th. There is no amount of prayer that I will pray that will make me have another birthday this year. I will only have to wait for next year. True of us. There is no amount of faith that I can have that can recycle the process of my birthday. This year have gone. Another thing is, you cannot pray for December to happen next week. No matter your prayer, you have to wait for April, May, June, July till December. So there are things you can pray to change, but there are things you cannot pray to change. There are things that when you take action on them, they will change, but there are things no matter your action. So that is why you must understand the place of patience. Because the fact that you pray does not mean it must change or it will change. The fact that you took the relevant action does not mean it must change and it will change. There are things you have to wait for time to grow. And then you evolve. Hallelujah. So the first thing I said is faith doesn't make things easy. It makes it possible. And then there are things prayer will change. And there are things prayer can change. There are things that action will change. And there are things action will not change. But there are things we evolve into. There are things that no matter how you pray and fast, they will not change. There are things you grow into. There are levels of the anointing, no matter your prayer and fasting, at this level you have to grow in the anointing. Are we together? As a church, no matter how we pray, there are things that will not change. We have to grow into them. So it calls for patience.
to be able to wait till we grow. Hallelujah. Now, there are definitions of patience I want to give us. I have six, but I'll give us three in this first service. Hallelujah. Patience means allowing the processes of life to play out. Patience means allowing the processes of life to play out. Mark chapter 4 verse 28. And then Isaiah 28 verse 10. Allowing the processes of life to play out. Mark 4:28. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. What is the first thing? The first is what? The blade. After a while, then the ear. And after that, the full corn in the ear. Are we seeing that? There is a process that with life follows. First, things must happen first. And then second. Hallelujah. When you are patient, you are allowing this process to happen. You are allowing life has a process. You cannot just come and become the head all of a sudden. It doesn't happen that way. There is a process that life follows. And when you are waiting for the process to play out, you are patient. Isaiah 28 verse 10, the Bible says, precept must be upon precept. Hallelujah. Let's read it directly. Isaiah 28 verse 10. Isaiah 28 verse 10. Hallelujah. Bible says, for precept must be what? Upon precept. And precept upon precept. Then he said, line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little. And there a little. Hallelujah. Things follow sequences. Life comes in sequences. It will be a wrong thing to move into a new environment and suddenly want to become the head. When there are people that have been there before you, you must be able to grow in the rank. It must be gradual. I knew that it would be a wrong prayer to come to a city and say, Lord, we are taking over this city. That would be madness. It doesn't happen like that. Are we together? It would be wrong to move to an environment and just say, I am taking. It has to be, you have to be there, know the system, grow in the system, and the system. Hallelujah. Everything in life has a process. Things just don't grow. People just don't blow. People just don't become big. You didn't become an adult overnight or in 1 year. You grew to become an adult. So when you are patient, you are allowing the processes of life that will not change for you. In your case, the process of life will not change. Hallelujah. In your process, God will not say, I love you specially, I'm going to add 2 more years to you, and then suddenly 2 years, it will happen like that. No, it doesn't happen that way. Praise the Lord. Number two, patience means waiting for the due time. The first definition of patience means allowing the processes of life to play out. Number two, patience means waiting for the due time. I pray for grace. Hallelujah. Patience for what? The due time. The Bible speaking in Romans, put 1 Peter 5, 6 up. But in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says, Christ came and died for us in due time. People were crying, waiting for his redemption. Isaiah and the rest of them, but he didn't come. Jeremiah, all of them thought he would come. Prophet Samuel was saying that everybody we are waiting for his coming, but the Bible says he came in due time. Now, 1 Peter 5 verse 6, the Bible says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you what? There is a due time for your exaltation. When you step out before your time, you will not make it. When you step out before your time, you will not what? Make it. There is a due time for your announcement. There is a due time when your voice will be heard. There is a due time when your presence will be noticed. When you will walk into a place and then people cannot deny your presence. But meanwhile, that it is not time to pay. And wait for it. Don't fight your way. Are we together?
it earlier from Pastor Chris one day when I hear him say,
when you hear somebody say, don't you know I'm your senior? It means something is wrong. Because if you're my senior, it should be obvious.
Is that not true?
The fact that you want people to acknowledge, I am this, it means there is something missing. Because if you are truly that, it should be obvious. Hallelujah. People like to introduce themselves by their title, they are this. If you are truly XYZ, it should be obvious.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So wait for your due time. Wait for your due time. You should be patient enough to wait till when your voice is heard. Hallelujah. On the definition of patience, patience means trusting the systems of God. Patience means trusting the systems of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has put system in life and principles in place. He said the sun should rule by day, Genesis chapter 1 verse 16, and then the moon by night. There are a lot of principles, and the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all our heart, Proverbs 3 verse 5, and then lean not with on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct our path. There are systems that God has put in place to run the earth. One of the systems is the fivefold ministers. And then by believing in them, your life will work. Another system is the principle of honor, the system of service, the system of diligence, the system of, Bible says you will serve the Lord, bless your bread and water. The system of men is the place of honor. There are a lot of systems that you have. Now, if you are a practitioner of the systems of God, you are patient, it means you are waiting for the system because you know it is a fail-safe system. It is a system that will never fail. Example, the system of giving. Bible says, when you give, cast your bread upon the water and then you will find it. You don't know what it says. Say, so long as you put your bread in the water, you will find it. So when you are giving, it doesn't matter how you are doing it or whosoever you are doing it with. But you believe that you will find it. Hallelujah. So anytime I'm giving my offering, I don't know why I have developed this mindset to believe that I'm not casting my offering because I have a lot of money or because I don't have what to do with the money. Hallelujah. But I believe this is a system that when I give, I will receive. On Friday, after work, I was on my way home, and then I remember the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said something. So the day, it was about the saga that is on about Bishop Oyedepo building a cathedral, and then some people are angry. You know, the moment you are tired of giving, it means you are tired of receiving. Are we together? Then you say, I will not give, I'm tired of giving. It means you have cut off supplies. Anytime there is a kingdom project, I don't worship with winners, but it's my grandfather in the faith. If it means when you give God, it is never a loss. Are we together? It is what? Never a loss. The Bible says God is, He will pay you back, He will reward you. Are we together? Anytime you give to the kingdom, it is a system that is fail-proof. You never have if you don't give. The pastor, I don't give, I will be broke. I remember when I had Bishop Pastor David Ebuem, he said that as blessed as he is, if he stops giving, he will become poor. Because it is a system. Another system is a system of service. When you serve, God will exalt you. Exalted is to serve. Are we together? So, now you are in obscurity. Nobody knows. You are just there. But service is a system that guarantees upliftment. I was listening to Chris Morgan. Is it Chris Morgan? Chris Morgan, yes. Messi Chinwo was his backup artist for a while. And then when she sang Jesus, what's the first song that blew her up? Your love is kind, yes. And then she was all over, and then she was being celebrated. Then he came out to testify. He said, people should never say she's an overnight success. He said he remembered when she would travel in night bus from a night bus to back up. He recounted a lot of her stories of pain and suffering, serving him and serving other people. Look at where she is today. Because it is a fail-proof system. I was talking with Pastor Mind on Friday and said that, about Prosper Chimana, about him and the rest of the guys. And then I was telling him about how Prosper, Imasing, and the rest of them has been in Dunamis for years. I have videos in my system, that laptop there, that he used, not to see them packing up like small children. They have been there for years, every Tuesday, healing and deliverance service. Every Wednesday, two services. Every Sunday, five services. One song took him out of this one. Till today, if you make sure Prosper is equipped, that's all you know. But he has received an African award, national award globally. Why? Because service is a fail-proof system. At the point in Christ Embassy, the only star we had was Sinach. I have videos of Joe Praise backing her up. In fact, Prosper Chimana was also a backup singer for Elijah Oyelade. Some of the ancient Oyelade, Prosper was part of the backup singers. I have videos of Sinach singing and Joe Praise on the microphone. I still have the videos. Joe Praise and the rest of them, small, but you see them tiny, backing in the microphone. Serving. And now he's a global star. In gold, not just joking. Hallelujah. So, there are systems in God that when you do, and you are patient, it is a fail-proof system and it will work. That is why sometimes I know that when I'm talking to people, I don't know, I know that I cannot be broke in this life. It's prophecy. You know that somebody saying you will not be broke. There are things the Bible say, when you do this, X, Y, Z, this will happen. And so, when you are patient, you trust the spirit of God. Hurry up, because you know that this will work. It will work. So I say, allowing process to play out, you are patient. Allowing the church to grow, allowing your life to grow, allowing your relationship to grow out. And then patient means waiting for your due time. You are not in a hurry. You don't step out before your time. You don't just break up before. Hallelujah. Remember, he's not a lead vocalist. That he prefers being a backup singer. That's the MD. He was exceptionally good. But he's comfortable with backing up because most music stars want to be the lead. They want to be the one taking the lead song in the concert. Are we together? But most time we must learn to wait for the time. Wait for your time, because when your voice is premature, you will not be heard. You will not be what? Heard, yes. I remember when we said, where can we get the message? I said, young man, I said, no, I was not in a hurry to record and put messages online. I said, no. It is not a moment of training. There are a lot of mistakes I can say, and nobody will even care. Some of the things I'm saying now, if Bishop Oyedepo should say them by mistake on Sunday morning, by 12, you see the news. True of us. Well, because he's already at the level. Now it is time to make all the mistakes. There are some people, I see them walking on the stage and performing, and then they make some mirror, and then their ego is strong. You're able to wait and train yourself. But people are not willing to be trained. You want to be a star too early. And the truth is, you are not a star, because if you are a star, we will know you are a star. Is that not true? So people are not willing to be patient to learn. I am willing to learn. That is why I listen to myself after I preach. And then I hear something. I said, I learn, I improve. I heard it from Pastor Chris. Say, if you listen to yourself preach, you will grow 7 times. Hearing yourself. Don't play your message and then hear yourself. So watch yourself sing. Listen to your recordings when you are messaging. There was people that last year they will say, okay, please, when I'm ministering, when I'm singing, let me get the songs. When you watch your self-management on the stage, when you watch the way you miss note and then you take off songs, even if you are the audience, you're not like it. When you listen to yourself, you will improve. But some people are not waiting for the due time when their voice will be heard. But patience means you wait. Hallelujah. You wait. I can never say I will take over this town. There are some prayers I don't pray. I don't even want to take it. I don't really want it. Hallelujah. I am patient. This is what I want. All I want is, I want the church to grow. I want souls to be safe. I want people to overflow. I like it. That is my own. But we want to take over the system. We want to do greater than our father. Is a prayer I don't pray. Because our fathers have their place. If God said I will be in their place, I just want to be focused. I don't want to be under pressure. I will do greater. I will do that than my fathers. No. For you to be like that, they are devil. You don't even know what. It's a sign. For you to say that kind of statement, it's a sign you don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes what that the Adebo is doing is a sign that you don't know any idea. At your age, at this age, where was he? And then with extra grace, look at where he is. So there are some prayers we pray that wait. If God says you start, because there are people that will never be him, no matter what you do, your place may just be like to end in a state or to end in a region. There is a level God has put us on. But wait for your time. Are we together? Be patient enough. Wait. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry to be heard. Don't be in a hurry to announce yourself. Don't be in a hurry to be very, very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there are conditions in life that you must be patient. There is a statement I heard when I was young. They said, the patient dog eat the fattest bone. True or false? Come on, true or false? The patient dog eat what? Then there's another statement I heard. The patient dog dies at the motor park. Have you heard that statement also? The patient dog eat the fattest bone, but I don't know what I say. The patient dog will what? Die. Because he wants to enter the car. The car is full and somebody just comes and says, okay, I'm patient. I will wait. And then the car moves. Another car is loading and then you enter. Somebody says, please, please, please. Somebody comes and then you come down. When you continue like that, you will be there. Is that true? So there is balance to everything. But there are conditions. If these conditions are not there, don't be patient. Don't be patient with your love. I say God will change it when he wants to change it. This statement that God, what will be, is not of God. Hope you know that. What will be, okay. Why didn't you stay at home and say, if I get admission, if I go to school, I get admission. Why did you go and write job? Responsibility together. The first condition for you to say you are patient or you are patiently waiting is when you have done all your responsibility well and maximally. What you are supposed to do, you have done it. And then you did it well and maximally. Hallelujah. You know, I was listening to Kenneth E. Hagin when he said that Christians deserve what they have because may have done all you know how to do, but all you know how to do is not all that is required. That means a student that scored 20 over 100 gave his all he knew, but all he knew was not enough to give him a C. Come on, do you understand what I'm talking about? So you must learn what is required, do it fully, and after you have done that, you are patient. Not that you have not done anything. And then you say you are patient. Come on, are you understanding the camera? You have not done your part. You have not done what you are supposed to do. And then patient. It will not work that way. Until you know your role, your responsibility. And then you have done it well and maximally. Then you can say you are patient. Number two is when you are in the perfect will of God, then you can be patient. Because Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the Bible was three wills of God. Romans 12 verse 2. That is what we call the acceptable will of God. The acceptable will of God and what? The perfect will of God. Let's read it. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be what? Prove what is that good, acceptable and perfect. Bible speaking in Genesis 12 verse 15. God told Abraham to leave Haran and to come to Canaan, and then to Canaan he came. If you are in the center of the will of God for your life, you can relax. All will work out well. I had to the point that you say one time that if a car should start moving from here to America, and then there is foil, and the car is in good condition, no matter how slow the car is, if it keeps moving, it will arrive there. Do you understand that? So you are in the right direction, moving in the right way, then you should be patient. Are we together? But if I am going to Lagos and then I hit this road, no amount of patience on this road will take me to Lagos. This road is straight to the north. Lagos is to the west. Do you understand what I'm talking about at all? So if I am saying I am patient, it should be that I am in the will of God. I am not in the wrong place and say I am patient. It will never work there. Your patience will only work when you are in the same will. Don't be in the wrong way. The only way to do is to change to the perfect will. Because your patience in the wrong place will never work. Do you get a second condition? Come on, do you get a second condition? Number three is when you are instruction by God to wait. This condition has a clause to it. When you are instructed by God to wait, and then you are in accurate sensitivity to discern incoming instructions. When you are instructed by God to wait, and then in accurate sensitivity to discern incoming instructions. Luke 24:49, the Bible says they should tarry in Jerusalem. They should wait in Jerusalem until they are endued. Do you get that? Luke 29:44. Bible says they should wait. So the third condition for being patient is when you are instructed to wait, and then you are accurate. Now God say wait. But then it's another thing for God to say wait and said move. I say waiting. Come on, do you understand? Now God has said wait. I said move. But you are not sensitive to know. So as you are waiting, you must be sensitive. Savannah River, wait upon me, says the Lord. So God can ask you to wait, but you must be sensitive to know when He has asked you to what? Move. How many of you have been told by God to wait on something? Yeah. Definitely. That means you must be sensitive to know when He asks you to move. Because God can say move, and the last thing you are hearing is wait. So you can be patient when God says wait, and then you are sure that you are sensitive. I learned early from Apostle Selman when I was in campus. We must be patient to wait on God, and then have the boldness to rise when He says we should move. When God instructs you to wait, wait. Even though many people that say wait, I can hear it in their voice that is not God telling them to wait. Some people are just waiting. God has asked me to wait. When you say, he's supposed to be, I know the person, but God has instructed me to wait. And some people think everybody is stupid. You cannot tell God of the experiment if you. You don't understand the God. Oh, you're talking to me as if it's true. All right. Many people that say God said them to wait, it's not God that asked them to wait. Somebody was praying, said that when God wants to talk to her, she starts sleeping. You cannot pray. You are sleeping when you are praying. Say when God talks to you, you start sleeping. And then you expect me to believe that kind of thing. I say I don't live with God myself. Oh, your own. Hallelujah. You'll be wise in Jesus' name. Nobody will fool you anyhow. Praise God. Come on, praise God. So what are the conditions for patience? When your responsibility has been played out maximally and fully. When you are in the perfect will of God, right? And then number three, when you are instructed to work with God. Now I give you three benefits of patience. Number one, patience will help you avoid corrupting your future. When you are patient, or when you are patient, you will not corrupt or soil your future. In 1 Samuel 6:8-11. How many of you remember King David when he was anointed as king? At what age? At 17, right? At what age did he become king? At age 30. That is how many years difference? Yeah? 23 years of waiting for oil that has been on your head. You 23? 13. Alright. 13 years of waiting. They are seeing the king. You know that you should be the king. You know, this is why he's no longer the king, because the oil has left him. He had an opportunity to kill Saul. Meanwhile, the king was pursuing him. Are we together? He had an opportunity to kill him. And then God, the servant said, Abishai said, God has delivered the king to your hand. Let me, one arrow will kill him. But First Samuel 6 verse 8 to 11, David said, no. I will not kill him. I will wait. You don't touch the Lord's anointing. He will either die in battle, or he will die of old age. So he was patient to wait. So no matter the wrong of Saul, he waited. Come on, are we together? Now the sins that Saul and David committed, who was higher? Come on, who was higher? David. You need to think. David was higher. Kill, take his own wife with the help of the assistant soldier, killed him. That is enough for the soldier to say, oh, we are rebelling against you because we know your sins. Nobody spoke a word. He has trained them, you don't see a lot of anointing. Don't imagine if he fought Saul. He was saying, hey, look at you, look at what you did. And they will, because the truth is, people will observe what you do to others and they will do it. So you don't corrupt your future. You stop. You don't honor people ahead of you. People will not honor you. Do you know why I intentionally mention names of people that bless me and inspire me? Because I am not self-made. I'm not somebody that will say that this is original. This is like God that are original. I preach are original together, but they are not really original. I call this somehow. So I mention them to mention people that are impacted. I know that I don't believe because these people will get glory. No, I believe that help me. Somebody will mention my name someday, somewhere. It's like that. Are we together? So you will, whatever you are doing now, it will. If Joseph compromised when he was with Potiphar, anytime he's in the king palace, he will come to him and say, I'll tell the king what we did. And he's blackmailing. Hope you know that. Because you keep blackmailing him. Don't corrupt your future by being patient. Number two, patience will help you avoid wrong and deadly decisions. When you are patient, there are things you will not do. There are deadly decisions you will never make. The thing that made Adam and Eve to compromise was impatient. They could not wait to discover the God potential that was there. Lucifer told them that when you become like God, even though they were like God, just imagine Adam is alive in this generation. You could discover his ability to make airplane. He never waited enough to be able to explore who he is. And he made the wrong decision. People make deadly decisions because they can't to wait. Hallelujah. You want to make money? Bring your mother. You want to make money? Join this cult. Join this fraternity. And then people don't know what you do. You want church to grow? Okay, come. We'll give you something to drink. A pastor was saying that he went somewhere and he gave, when he finished drinking, he began to saw people's names on their head. Come here, your name is David. Why Gena? You need to see details of people. He said, what am I doing? And then they told him, now that you have drunk, you have journeyed down, this is what you be. Service this with XYZ. People cannot wait for things to grow. Young people are the most impatient generation. Can do anything for money, including their pet. People have inflated paying school fees just to get money from your parents. That is junior level of Yahoo. Hope you know that. If you don't have your Yahoo, full Yahoo. Just that you don't have a laptop. Are we together? It's a junior level. Well, because you cannot be. You cannot afford certain things to wait for it. You cannot afford an Android phone. Use the touchlight phone you have. Are we together? You cannot afford a designer, buy Ankara 800, sew it with. You come to my house, I have Gary, I will not go and borrow spaghetti and beans to impress you. You will wait when you have it, that is the truth. There are people taking Uber that have no business with Uber. They should be mountain bike and keke, but they want to show a class that they don't belong to. You will have it. Wait. Benefit of patience. Patience will help you avoid compromise and shortcut. The first benefit, I said, it will help you avoid corrupting your future. Patience will help you avoid wrong and deadly decisions. And then number three, I'll stop here for this now. Patience will help you avoid what? Compromise and what? Shortcut. In Genesis 27 from verse 9 to 16 was when Jacob compromised and a shortcut to get the blessing. How many of you believe that Jacob would have still been the head if he didn't compromise? How many of you believe that? The sign that you don't believe you will do what Joseph is doing. The mother was pregnant. God Almighty told her, this child will be the head. See, many people have a way of thinking that you do evil, turn out for good. God may decide to use evil to turn out for good, but God will intentionally not make you to go evil to get a good thing. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? God may decide to use this statement that a mess can turn to a message. How many people messes have become messages? How many? How many really? It's few, it's true, he can. But how many have been turned? You don't have to go the right result. You don't have to cut corners to get the right. You can wait. There are kingdom dignified way. I believe if Pharaoh's Joseph's brother didn't sold him, he would have still gone to Egypt. There are many ways God can take him. Hope you know that. They told playing in the wilderness, call him. Was not in the wilderness when he came to the palace. Somebody tells Pharaoh that he's an interpreter in Israel. Go and bring him. Can't it happen? The way that Jacob got right in the first place, Esau can still be blessed. And Esau will still sell it to him later. True of us. He got the bad rap by foot. Is that not true? Allow him to get the blessing. You can still buy it from him. There are many ways you can do the right thing to get the right result. How do you get that? The reason why Jesus Christ came to this world was to get the whole earth to himself. Is that correct? And then in Matthew chapter 4 verse 8 to 11, Lucifer was tempting him and gave him a shortcut. He said, look at the whole world. You don't need to die on the cross. Bow and I will give it to you. Let's end your journey to the cross. Does that look like a good shortcut? Instead of going trouble, let me kukuma receive it now by just bowing down, right? That was a good shortcut. You have to wait, be patient to go through the cross. Are we together? When you are patient, you will not cut corners. You will avoid shortcuts and compromise. Hallelujah. You will what? Avoid compromise and shortcuts. I will say something in the second service, hallelujah. In case you will not be around the second service, get the message and listen to it, hallelujah. So patience will help you avoid compromise and shortcut. Because I will wait. I'm very patient with the ministry. I'm patient with my life. What I cannot have, I don't have. What I cannot do, I cannot do. Are we together? I am not a native doctor. You cannot come to me every time and say, please, I saw this. You know what the things I hate is people turning me to a native doctor as a pastor. Please, I saw this, especially, I saw this. Please, can you tell me this? I'm not a native doctor. You cannot turn me to one. I would get. I did not see anything. To me, I cannot do that. I cannot come and say, I spoke to some of you, give 2,000 naira. God did not speak. I would get that. I will wait. I will wait till it finishes. There are many shortcuts to many things. But be patient. Avoid the shortcut. Go through the long way because it is the safest way. Now, there are necessary things you need if you want to develop a patient life. The first thing is the revelations of God's principles. When you understand God's principles, it will help you to be patient. John 10:35, the Bible says, now because of our time, maybe fast altogether. Bible says, scriptures cannot be broken. So when you understand the principles of God, you will wait because this will come to pass. Are we together? Romans 3:4. God changes now, right? No. Let every man be a liar and God alone be true. So you know that everything the word of God says is true. It will come to pass. Psalms 119:89. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is what? Settled. So when you understand the principles of God, it will help you to be patient. You know. Number two is no competitions. You need that if you will be patient. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:12, Bible says, they comparing themselves with another are not wise. Look at Pastor Mid. We started ministry together. Look at where he is. Are we together? Look at this person. We are each mate. Hey! Ndukwa, look at my life. We went to the same government. I said, look at this guy. This was my classmate too. What is the way now? Show me the way. Are we together? The same university, same God. This guy was even my junior. Because you're comparing your life. Why should he? I remember graduating and my senior, that I was in GS3. I did a boarding school. And then every senior has a junior attached to. You fetch water and collect food for the person. How many of us are talking about? So my senior that was in GS3 that I served, he was the head boy of their set. He was the best student of their set. Very intelligent from a wealthy family. I was with university, 5-year course for the admission. Yes. But you see him dedicated in the church. Somebody else will say, and when we see us relating, sometimes I don't even want to see because I'm the one that feels it. But now he's a graduate. And then he graduated excellently. So you don't compare yourself. Are we together? You don't. I am not in competition with anybody. If I miracles of raising from the dead, my leader has to preach the word. The word is like fire; it can produce. I don't have it. I am not comparing. I wait for my time. Are we together? What pushes people is that pressure of comparison and competition. I am here at my level. I take my step according to my steps. I don't know how to. If you can teach me the principles and the principles, I will follow. But I'm not comparing with you. You came here naturally looking good. Me, I'm not as good as you are. In my level, I'll be myself. Are we together? You came here, you can sing. I cannot sing like you. I will sing. Don't imagine Pastor Chris Delvan saying he wants to sing like Todunali. He wants to sing like, and then he's comparing himself. And then he says he must sing high note. Will it work? Listen to Victory Belong to Jesus. The original version. When at the end, his studio guys were doing their freestyling. Victory Belong, how many of you listen to you? When they come to Todunali, that is the honor of the song. He said that me, I don't have the grace to do this kind of thing, so I'll do my own. Did he freestyle like his backups? You true? You listen to it, right? Yes. Why? Because he's not the God. It is his son, but he could not do what they are doing. And then he remained. He told the man, he said, I want to do it. So, like, your time will come. Are we together? It will come. That is. Because But because I know my time, one day I will be celebrated. Are we together? One day you will be important. Your voice doesn't matter now, because just be patient. One day the meeting will not start until you are seated. I tell you, believe me. Are we together? So avoid comparison and what? Competition. Peter and John, we are talking when Jesus Christ was resurrected, and then they told that John will not die. And then he was asking Jesus Christ, so what about him? Jesus said, what is your own business? You do your own. Is that not true? Don't compare with anybody. When you don't compare, you'll be patient. You walk at your pace. You know, there's a lot called positive and negative comparison. I don't believe in that one altogether. People inspire you, but that competition, no comparison. We are not the same. You can pick from people's success and be inspired. But when you compare where they are and where you are, it is wrong. Because our paths are not the same. Altogether, number three, avoid anxiety. Philippians 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. Altogether, don't be anxious. Will I pay my rent? Will I ever make it? I was talking with somebody this morning, and she was talking about how dedicated she was, and then she was wondering whether she'll ever make the money, and whether this will ever happen. I said, don't worry, calm down, chill. All together, don't be anxious. You see that car? We will ride it together. See that house? Don't be anxious. Calm down. So long you are doing what you are supposed to do, you will have it. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 34, the Bible says, don't be anxious, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Are we together? Be calm, be relaxed, don't be anxious. Because many people move into things so that you'll be able to secure tomorrow. Another necessity for a patient is have the right company. I'll stop here. All together, we have the right company. Hallelujah. Have what? The right. Friends, I can take wait. Calm down. When you want to make the wrong move, it will work. Encourage you. Calm down. Or maybe there are friends encourage you to make the wrong move. Let me tell you something that is a fact. If today you change all your friends, your life will change. Change all the contact in your phone and bring bad people, and then be watching the status of bad people always, your life will change. Hope you know that. Change all your good friends and bring good friends around you. People that will encourage you. Let's go to church. Let's serve God. Your life will change. There are friends that push you to everybody that did something bad. Lose a friend that can meet and tell him and encourage him. And somebody. So get the right company. Please, when you go, get the message. I will share with people in the second service and then listen to it. Hallelujah. I'll give you 10 types of impact. Number one is deception and manipulation. When you are impatient, you become and you will be manipulated. In Genesis 34 from verse 1 to 26 is the story of Dinah, the only Jacob. When she met, what was the name of this guy? In Genesis 34, hallelujah. Please, our time is fast gone. The guy met her, and then when he saw her, the Bible says he loved her. And then he could not wait, he forced her and slept with her. How many know the story? Come, we can read it, Genesis 34. Bible says his brothers came and said, no, okay, you want us to marry you. Okay, we cannot marry you. First, circumcise yourself. Another circumcise yourself. So when they circumcised themselves, the brothers came and killed everybody in the city. And then took their sister. Come on, are we together? You will be this. People will manipulate the way you become impatient. When you went to Babalawa, say, no, nothing will happen. When you join, that is where manipulation starts. Now you have to bring this. Now you have to bring this. Now you have to bring this. Number two, impatient incur curses. I will share all the dangers of impatient. Gehazi in Genesis chapter 5 verse 25 to 27. The problem why Elisha cursed him was not because he collected present. The Bible says, is it time to collect it? Second Kings chapter 5 25 to 27. Bible says, is it time to collect? To give the collect offering. Hallelujah. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, whence cometh thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. 26. And he said unto him, when not my heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet him, is it time to receive money?
and to receive garment and olive and vineyard and sheep and onyx, oxen and men's abundance together. The problem is, it's not time. Right? Come on, is that right? Is it right to receive on a honorarium? There is a time you will receive on a honorarium, there is a time you don't receive. All together. There were times when I was preaching, I didn't want to receive on a honorarium. Even when some people give me, I would say no, because sometimes I feel like no. There's a time. All together. There's a time for everything. You may get certain causes when you're not patient. And then impatience will jeopardize your destiny. Jeopardize. What is the name of the process? Jeopardize, right? Yes. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8 to 14. Saul was supposed to wait for Samuel to come and offer the sacrifice. But he could not wait. The Bible says, immediately he was done offering the sacrifice, Samuel appeared. And then he said, you're no longer king again. That was it. Just that was it. That was when his lineage was cut off from kingship. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Now, 1 Samuel is the story of Amnon. Amnon, right? 1 Samuel 13, verse 8. With the story of Amnon. Okay. The story of David and Samuel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, impatience will cause you premature death. How many of you remember? Come and cook for me, and then I want to lay there. He just cornered out of the room, and then when they were together, please, I want, you know, when you're reading the Bible, you must notice certain details. She said that my father will stop me from marrying you. All you need to do is talk. But the guy libido was high. He could not wait to talk to his father that he would rightly have her. And then he forced her. That was how his life ended. True of us. Many young men need to wait. This thing that is in between your trousers, it can calm down. It has self-control. It has control button. Don't allow erection to control your life. Did you hear what I said? Don't allow what? Erection to control your life. One day when you are married, you'll be afraid to enter your bedroom because your wife is inside. Calm down. You will have sex morning till night. And you'll be tired. This hurry thing will take you nowhere. We need just see. I have some of the temptations I faced as a single before I got married. If some people have it, they will fall at 1 million. But I have learned that you don't rush what will be yours. You're not in a hurry. You are just wait. Delay. Wait till you marry. And then ladies too, wait. When you finish having sex, nutrients don't enter your body. Money doesn't enter your body. When you finish, there is no vitamin C that enters your mouth. Anything, and you control, you will discover that nothing has happened. Control yourself. Be patient to wait. Many people's life has been in, you see, when you remove sex and money from a young man's life, their strongest temptations have gone. A lady cannot wait till a guy. All of a sudden, I read a lady said she was surprised if you see the guy. She dated the guy for 4 years and the guy never asked her for sex. And then she has to ask him, is something wrong with you? And I was shocked. You mean you're not happy? Your problem is that why will you not touch me? Most time when you on Facebook and then you see people post questions only for my. You visit your guy for 5 days and he doesn't. Are you happy for mature man's only? Anytime you see something like that on Facebook, it's a stupid question. And because they know it's wrong, it's attacked by mature, stupid people that want the answer. Hallelujah. Mature, stupid people. You can wait to marry. Make it happen. Don't for no craft. Don't expose yourself to things that corrupt your mind. You can wait and marry. Blow the whistle. You receive the license. Even come to church on Sunday. But I call you, Pastor me, where are you? I'm with my wife. Say, praise the Lord, enjoy yourself. Yes! You can wait. Sincerely, young man, tell yourself, I can wait. Put your hand on your head and say, body, behave. Behave! What is it? Hallelujah. Be patient. Many ladies can't. No,
happen to them, because let me tell you something. Sex is deadly. It will affect your physical body. When you start sleeping, your body will change physically. No matter how you maintain it. Secondly, psychologically, you have changed. You will begin to expose more of your body to get the same attention that you had before. Are we together? And as a guy, you will not, your brain will not be psychologically balanced. That is what happens. You will never be the same the first day you have. It will never. How many of you remember that hurry when you're in just one with your knickers? You could not wait for a street to wear long sleeve. How many of you remember that time? You could not wait. How many of you remember when you are using pencil and you could not wait to start using biro? Do you remember that time? You could not wait to enter SS1 to start using biro. True or false? How many of you remember when you could not wait to eat Indomie when you saw the advert? Are you tired of eating Indomie or not? Are you tired of wearing short, long knickers and then now we have short? Are you tired of using biro? So that you can wait. That day street today will become as well. It's wait. Are we together? You can wait. Hallelujah. You need to see her. Kalamaya ladabaya. When you see her, speaking, my body will electrify. I heard that one day we are praying in tongues and I had an erection. Yes. It happens to everybody. The way you're looking at me as if you don't understand what I'm talking about. But I know you know more than me. But I control myself. I said, this girl will be mine soon. Let me wait. I can carry her on my head now. Nobody will talk. So you can wait. Wait. Don't corrupt your life. Many sisters cannot mind, because once they sleep with you, he will tell his friend, and then that is all. You expect in the next 5 years, for very soon you will expire. You become, your breasts will become flat very soon. True of us. Yes. Nobody wants to marry you. You go to church, mountain on fire tomorrow. You are in every crusade for husband. Because you could not keep yourself. Everybody has tested you like. Wait. May you never be, that will never be your testimony. And as a man, you will test a lot of ladies. One lady will not satisfy. See, I am telling you true life story of people I knew that their marriage were wrecked because of premarital. Even if you sleep with her before marrying her, when you marry her, you will not trust her. Because if she slept with you while you are dating, you would think she would sleep with somebody. I'm telling you first-hand stories of people I know by name and company. If you slept with her before marrying her, you will be suspected that she's dealing with you, lying to you, lying to your wife because you're a pastor, or lying to her. You will think she will do it again. Why can't you wait till you make legal? Don't join any shady deals. Hallelujah. There are times where we have only 7 minutes for this. There are times when not to be patient. Number one, when not to be patient. Now I'll preach on being patient, but there are situations when you should not be patient. Tell your neighbor, there are situations when you should not be patient. Number one is when the situations are anti-scripture or anti-covenant. What is happening is not biblical. It should not be happening to you biblically. There are things that the Bible says, this can happen. This should not happen to you. You should not be patient with sickness. Sickness is anti-Bible. It's anti-covenant. All together. You should not be patient with poverty. Poverty is anti. You should not be patient with barrenness. You should not be patient with more. So when you should not be patient, you should take anger for a change. Are we together? Number two is when demonic forces are involved in that case. Don't be patient. When you sense the presence of a demon in your matter, you have to be patient. That is when you are like a lion. That's evil spirit. When Apostle Paul was preaching and was resisting them, Apostle Paul did not say, I was the one that wrote about self-control, about the fruit of the Spirit. I was self-control. No. He said, now you will be blind. So when you sense a demonic case in that situation, don't be patient. In the month of, because hallelujah, what we'll be looking at will be a lot, hallelujah. But a demon, don't have self-control. Bible says, cast out demons. Cast out is ancient King James. It means to kick out. Kick out demons. Have you ever seen somebody kicking? He was in a plane one day, and then one woman was about to enter the train. And then her pet dog, you know, London, they can value pet dog more than human beings. One pet dog is equal to $100,000. One pet dog. African king don't eat it. Some African kings don't even eat it at all. Hallelujah. So, the woman was really gone. The dog was like, hey! And then the plane was about to charge. Then, go! And he put his tail inside his leg and ran home. That's me. Look, that is the way to talk to the devil. Have you ever seen a military deliverance? Go out. Can you leave? As gentle as Pastor Chris is, have you ever seen him doing deliverance? You see him open his eye at the person. Get out! Hallelujah. So don't be patient when you sense a demon. There are four about. But then there are attitudes to have when you are patient. You behave wisely. As you are patiently waiting, be wise. The Bible says, when 1 Samuel 18 verse 14, when David knew he would be announced king, he behaved himself wisely. Number two, have hope and be optimistic. Romans chapter 8 verse 28, the Bible says, all things, as you are patiently waiting, know that all things will turn out for your good. Hallelujah. All things are working for my good. Know that all things, be hope, be optimistic. Don't give up, you will marry. Don't give up, you will have those children. Don't give up, you will have that money. Don't give up, you will count those pounds. Don't give up, you will fly out. I don't know, I have never prayed to fly out of this country. I don't know. Sincerely, God is my witness. I stand you before the altar of God. I have never one day. The only place I pray to travel is Ghana and Zimbabwe. Because I want to go and see Bishop Dakar Edmis and Makandiwa. If you give me a US visa, sincerely, I don't want to live in US. That's me. I am comfortable. I love Nigeria. I love this country. Hallelujah. I want to fly out. Even Israel, that people, I don't even have the appetite to go and see Israel. I am okay with the picture I see in the Bible. And I'm going to forget about to try and live. I want to die in this nation. I'm here. But those people that want to fly, and you will fly out. You will save money, not by Sahara Desert, and you will fly out dignified. You don't want to say amen. Some of you want to jack out here, no. For those of you that want to go, it will happen. Have hope. Have hope that one day you will buy your father a car. One day your father will have hope it will happen. Because as you are being patient, consistently develop yourself. In Judges 11 verse 3, there was a man called Jephthah. He was cast away and then he went to a place called Top. If you're a music star, let's say Mr. Emmanuel, and then he's waiting for his time where God will announce him to the world, what should he be doing? Developing himself. Developing yourself. Developing your vocal skills. Developing your prowess. Developing your stage management. Developing your skills. So that, because when opportunity means preparation, our people call luck. Are we together? You consistently develop yourself. Bishop Dakar would share the story of how he became global. You know how what happened? Do you want to know the story? You don't want to know. He was in Yonggi in South Korea. You know, South Korea, they're one of the biggest churches, 720,000 members Sunday morning. So he was there, the only African person, and then there was the person that was supposed to preach for the final session was not around. Then Dr. Cheonggi Cho said, please, can you just preach? Say, me? Yes, I can preach. So he came to preach, and then he was shocked. And then there is a message he has been preaching to his church at home, small church, and then they'll be sleeping as he's preaching. That was what he said. He put his part on top. 25 reasons why you must have a mega church. Number one, number two, number three to 25. What he preached. Another Samuel Yonggi Cho said that is the conference. From that day, every conference he was a speaker. He said, when he finished, somebody met him at his sleep. He said, can you come to Australia? Can you come to this? He said, he thought it was a joke. But he has traveled all over the world by that opportunity. He said he has been preaching that message in his camps. And he has been preaching to, and then the people will be laughing. But he has been preaching, he's sharpening his skills. You see, as I'm doing now, I'm sharpening myself. One place. Preach what I've been. No. And then there'll be somebody in that audience. He says, Pastor, your message changed my life. please, don't be angry. Just take this check. One day I saw me and said, ah, sir, where are you? Can you please come to USA? That is the way it be. As you are patiently waiting for your growth, develop yourself. All together, constantly improve. Be better. Be better. Improve your skills. Improve. I watched one video about a musical. And then it was like a hall audition. And then the audition was closed. Then the guy came to deliver. And the star was there. He said, please, I cannot just play even if you not take me. He said, no, go, go. They sent him. I said, no. The guy insisted. Since you want to waste your time, go and work, go and play the keyboard. So he went and sat on the keys. When he was playing, the boss would not. Everybody. When he was automatically signed. So as you are waiting, develop yourself. Hallelujah. I give you counsel for those of you that are living under this service. The first is that know that purposes differ. Our purposes are not the same. Number two, know that timing differs. The time of your success may not be my time, so I'll be patient. His success time may not be your success time. When you finish NYC now, some people will get jobs, some may not get on time. Some people will start their businesses, I will not look as if it's not growing. Their timing differs. And then know that we are unique. We are not in a group. So you must be intentional about your life. Isaiah 51 verse 2, the Bible says, look unto Abraham your father. I called him alone. I blessed him alone. So know that you are unique. You are not in a group. Be intentional about your faith. In this group, somebody can go, your life can be different, but know that you are alone. And then your somebody's timing. And then your purpose is, as you wait for God and you are patient, I know your life will not be the same in Jesus' name. I know you got something, but I have a lot of things I want to share in the second service. Those of you that will not be around, you can get the message and listen to them. As a matter of fact, every month message I will preach, we get them together in one folder. Just bring your flyers. Get them and listen to them again. Are we together? Yes, last Sunday I was here. And listen to it. It will really be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Now briefly come out and say, Lord, thank you for your word. Appreciate him for his word. Appreciate him for his word and say, Father, Father, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are asking God for grace to be patient. Can you say, Father Lord, I receive grace to be patient. I receive grace to be patient. I receive grace to be patient. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for you in case you have made any wrong decision because of impatience, the grace to reverse it and to recycle it back. In Jesus' name. I declare the mercy of God and the favor of God over you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable, 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 rapturable.